Hey everybody, welcome to this weekly update. I'm going to be covering off the new Microsoft hardware announcements that we've seen. I'm going to be covering off some of the Azure news, and I've also got some news about the new Windows Server certifications that are coming out, so stay tuned. Hey everybody, welcome back to this weekly update. I really do appreciate you for tuning in. If you haven't already, please do hit subscribe on my YouTube channel. Your support is appreciated and I am trying to get some new content released, so definitely worth hitting that subscribe button hopefully. And if you enjoy this video, please do hit like. It really helps me and it helps the video get shared with others as well. Now, as I said, I'm going to be covering off quite a bit of Azure news and Microsoft news this week because there has been some exciting things happen. We've had Microsoft release some new hardware, so there's been a bunch of new hardware announced this week. So we've had the new Surface Pro 8, Surface Go 3. We've also had the Surface Laptop Studio, which is a very exciting combination of the Surface Studio, Surface Laptop, Surface Book, functionality and features that we all love and have all been looking for in this one device. It is rumoured that this new device is going to be the end of the Surface Book range. Now, Microsoft haven't officially said that, but the journalists that have been covering this hardware announcement and have been talking to the Microsoft press people have basically said that this could potentially be the end of the Surface Book range with the new Surface Laptop Studio range. So that's a bit disappointing because I do love my Surface Book and I do love those devices. But hey ho, this Surface Laptop Studio does look pretty cool. I don't think it's released here in the UK right now. I think in the US, at least, you can go and pre-order it with a pre-order date of October the 5th, I believe, is when the devices will be coming out. It's saying here in the UK that you can't even pre-order it, but it's coming early 2022. So there's no real price for the UK device. And I believe this is the same for a lot of European countries as well. Price seems a bit reasonable, very reasonable, to be honest, for the US market. I don't know if it'll be the exact same price we will see it hitting in the UK. I haven't really played with the configurator tool to see how high you can actually make that price go. But yeah, it's definitely not as scary a price as I initially thought it might be and completely out of a lot of people's ranges. So exciting to see that. I saw a lot of friends pre-order that on my Twitter feed the other day as well. So exciting to see, and exciting to see how everybody actually finds the device when it's out in the field. Now also, with the hardware announcement, Microsoft announced that they are launching an accessibility kit that will be able to use with a lot of their hardware. So working in conjunction with people who have different abilities, they've designed this accessibility or adaptive kit, I think it's called, for a lot of the devices. So it will include things like keycap labels, dump labels, port indicators and device openers, just to make things a bit more accessible for everybody. And I've seen a lot of people share stories about how it will help them open the kickstand on the Surface Pros. So there's a wee device kind of operator or opener that you can stick, I believe, onto the back of the kickstand of the Surface Pro, and then it's got a more tactile and a bigger handle for you to be able to open that. So that's pretty cool. And I think some of the keycap kind of labels will help you be able to put these on the keys, and they'll be raised or they'll have a different kind of feeling and texture or colour to them again. So lots of exciting news around that as well. I think lots of people are a bit upset, maybe is the right word, that Microsoft are going to be charging. I think it's $15 for this kind of kit, and they're saying it should be thrown in free with the hardware. I can completely understand why Microsoft are charging. You know, they have a business to run, obviously. But again, it would be nice to see this potentially being included in their hardware range as well. But maybe we'll get to that in the next iteration, etc. So, but exciting moves, and it's definitely a move in the right direction from what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing on Twitter and things like that. So exciting stuff. Hit me up in the comments if you are going to be ordering a new Surface device, if you've already announced, if you've already hit that pre-order as well. I see a lot of people saying that they are excited about the Surface Duo 2, the second version of the Surface phone. I'm not a big fan of the opening kind of flap things, the book type phone. It's not something for me, to be quite honest. I would like to see it in a shop before I committed 100% to saying it's not entirely for me. I just don't think it's my use case. I don't think it's something I would use, to be quite honest. I try and spend even less time than I currently do on my phone. So I definitely wouldn't use all the productivity features on that new Surface phone as well. But let me know if you're going to be buying one of these Surface Duo phones or any of the other Surface hardware, because I'd love to hear your thoughts and be in touch with you around all of that as well. Now, in terms of the Azure news, there's two bits of news that I really want to cover off. First is that Azure Archive Storage is now available in three regions. So that's Norway East, UAE North, and Germany, the West Central region in Germany. So good to see that Archive Storage there. I do use it myself for a lot of stuff. It's a cheaper way of storing things and having it potentially safer than just on your PC hard drive at home as well. So exciting to see new regions with this support for the Archive Storage as well. Now, something that's in preview and I think is actually a pretty cool feature that a lot of people might not notice is that you can now scope your Azure reservations to a management group and have the discount applied to the relevant resources inside that management group. Now, with your Azure reservations, you can get cheaper prices for a lot of the Azure features and Azure products. But I think a lot of people have said that it's really hard to manage or clunky, or it's a bit of an extra admin handle to be able to apply it to resources or just keep track of it. So it's exciting to see that this preview feature where you can apply that Azure resource, Azure reservation discount that you've bought to an Azure management group and then have that discount applied to any other resource that it applies to under that management group. So a bit less management from your point of view and means that if you maybe delete a resource inside that management group that was using that reservation, then it will just automatically kind of roll over to the next one that you put into the management group. And again, you don't really necessarily have to track that or manage it. Now, this was announced last week, and it's a pretty big announcement and one that my colleagues and my team have been working towards and excited to see actually go live or be announced and be coming live soon, is the new Windows Server hybrid certifications. So you've got AZ-800 and AZ-801 that are due to come out. Now, I believe the beta is going to be announced in December. So we've now got these two certificates. And AZ-800 is going to be the administrating Windows Server hybrid core infrastructure exam. And you're going to have 801, which is configuring Windows Server hybrid advanced services. If you pass both of those exams, you will then get the Windows Server Hybrid Administrator Associate Certificate. So that you'll get that badge and you'll be able to display that. It's pretty cool to see this. It's pretty cool to see the Windows Server exams kind of come back onto the curriculum. They've been missing for quite a while. But it's nice to see them also thinking towards a future and not just thinking about the on-prem technology. There is a large lot of people out there that are still using on-prem technology, still focusing on Windows Server, and will still be focusing on it for quite a while. But it's nice to see that using some of the Azure services in a hybrid mode where you have things on-prem and you have things in Azure is starting to be a thing that Microsoft are focusing on and helping people drive towards as well. So these are definitely exams that I'll be focusing on. I think they are coming out in December in beta, so they should be out before the end of the year. My colleague Oren Thomas has done amazing study guides, so if you want to get started right now, I'll hit a link in the description and you can head over to the study guides and start to actually study for this. Oren has been quite meticulous about making sure that there is a study guide for you to prep for this exam, because let's face it, exam prep takes, a couple of months, a couple of weeks, depending on your experience, depending on your time. So he's prepared materials for you to go and study right now so that when the exams go into beta, you can hit the go button and you can sit that exam and you're prepared ahead of time. Oren's been quite instrumental in making sure that the right documentation, the right information to pass this exam, hopefully successfully, is there in the back end as well. So like I said, if you want to figure out how to study for this exam, then I will be posting a link in the description. Also, in this week's news, I am actually delivering my very first conference keynote. So I am keynote speaker for Scenic City Summit this afternoon. So if you're watching this video when it goes out, 1 p.m., 1:30 p.m. UK time on Friday, the 24th of September, I am keynoting at Scenic City Summit. Can't speak. Hopefully I'll get my teeth in by the time I'm keynoting. But very excited about this. First time as a keynote speaker, so I am honoured that they have asked me, and hopefully everybody will enjoy the session. And yeah, if you tune into the Scenic City Summit, then yeah, let me know what you think of the session or the conference. I'd love to hear from you, but yeah, that's me. Thank you so much for tuning in. Like I said, don't forget to hit that subscribe and like button, and I will catch you in my next video.